This is ARRL Audio News, your weekly summary of news highlights from the world of amateur radio. If you retransmit audio news through a repeater, listen for the Morse code K character, followed by 4 seconds of silence. That's your cue to stop transmitting so that your repeater timer can reset.
I'm John Ross, KD8IDJ, and this is the ARRL Audio News for Friday, October 31st, 2025. This past week, Hurricane Melissa, a Category 5 storm, took its time and toll as it moved over Jamaica, Haiti, Cuba, and is now headed towards Bermuda. Melissa is one of the most powerful Caribbean storms in recorded history. At noon on Thursday, the National Hurricane Center in Miami, Florida, forecasted Melissa, now a Category 2 storm again, will move just west of Bermuda. But Bermuda will be on the stronger right-hand side and will still have to deal with some of these stronger impacts later in the day. Amateur radio operators from around the world have been monitoring the Melissa path and over the last 4 days have been working with the weather nets, passing and relaying critical information. The Hurricane Watch Net will activate again Thursday afternoon, October 30th at 5 o'clock p.m. Eastern Daylight Time on 20 meters and 40 meters. The VOIP Hurricane Net is likely to activate again also at 5 p.m. Eastern Daylight Time on Thursday for Hurricane Melissa and its passage by Bermuda. Radio Amateurs of Canada, RAC, has been actively monitoring Hurricane Melissa. RAC urges all Canadian amateur radio operators to protect the frequencies currently being utilized for disaster response on HF bands. ARRL will also monitor Hurricane Melissa and will provide live updates at ARRL.org daily as the storm continues to move northeastward. The CW weekend of the ARRL November sweepstakes is November 1st through the 3rd, 2025, and begins at 2100 UTC Saturday and runs through 0259 UTC on Monday. ARRL sweepstakes is the oldest domestic contest beginning in 1930, with competition at the individual, multi-operator, and school club levels. In this contest, multipliers are the 85 ARRL and RAC sections. Each may be contacted once as a multiplier in the contest, regardless of the band. There are no changes to sweepstakes multipliers for 2025. The 2024 multiplier list will be used for all section-based contests for the remainder of 2025. And while the exchange may be daunting for the first-timers, it's familiar to those who operated in this contest before. Contacts may be made on 160, 80, 40, 20, 15, and 10 meters, but because multipliers may be worked only once, activity tends to cluster on the bands that are open and populated. See the full set of rules and additional information at www.arrl.org/sweepstakes. The ARRL Foundation Scholarship Program has opened the application window for 2026 scholarships. Applications will be accepted through December 30th, 2025 at 12 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. Students are encouraged to apply for more than 170 scholarships, ranging from $500 to $25,000. All applicants must be active FCC-licensed amateur radio operators. Scholarships were established by generous donors and are managed by the ARRL Foundation as a means to inspire youth to explore amateur radio and to pursue higher education and related career paths, and especially in wireless communications. In 2025, the ARRL Foundation was awarded 170 awards, totaling $800,000. More information and the online application are available at ARRL.org. The log submission deadline for the first ever DX Marathon Sprint, which was held October 18th to October 27th, is November 2nd, 2025. Everyone is eligible to participate, and there is no registration required. To upload your amateur data interchange format ADIF log, go to ENTRY, that's entry.dxmarathon.com, and submit it. Those who participated in the CWSSB over this past weekend are perfect candidates to participate in the sprint. Everyone will receive a beautiful certificate that will highlight their accomplishments. The year-long DX Marathon program has been around for many years. If you wish to participate in the DX Marathon, you can submit an ADIF files for contacts made throughout all of 2025. And you can continue to submit as many times as you wish through the end of the year. The deadline for the final 2025 DX Marathon log submission is January 6th. 2026. The 20th anniversary ARRL online auction, sponsored by RT Systems Incorporated, went off without a hitch on October 10th through the 16th, 2025. In addition to hundreds of views, the auction saw 294 individual bidders vying for product review equipment, vintage books, mystery junk boxes from the ARRL lab, and more. 1,395 bids were recorded, with 12 items finishing in overtime bidding. The top three items with the most bids were as follows: 32 bids on the mystery duffel bag, 29 bids on the Kenwood single sideband transceiver, the TS-520, and 28 bids on one of the ARRL lab junk boxes. This year's ARRL online auction grossed more than $36,000. Proceeds from the yearly online auction go directly to ARRL education and programs and products. We'd like to express our sincere appreciation to our corporate partners and to members for your generous donations. Here's a chance to see your club in QST. ARRL has made 2026 the Year of the Club, a year-long celebration of ham radio clubs and everything they do for amateur radio. And just one way of honoring various clubs, QST will feature club photos in every 2026 issue. If the club wants to take a shot at being highlighted in the pages of QST, here's how what you do. Get your club members together looking their best. If you have a club t-shirt or ARRL shirt, this is a perfect occasion for wearing them. Consider posing with your club's sign and banner. Take high-resolution images. If you're taking photos with a phone camera, please make it sure it's set for highest quality. Also, take photos in the horizontal and vertical orientations, and please do not crop or otherwise edit those photos. Type up the names and call signs of any hams that are pictured, the name and call sign, if applicable, of the person who took the photos, and the full name and call sign of the club. And then send the information along with one of the vertical and one of the horizontal photos to qst@arrl.org. And remember to read QST each month in 2026 to see if your club has been featured. November 2nd through the 15th, 2025, the Livonia, Michigan, Livonia Amateur Radio Club commemorates the 50th anniversary of the sinking of the SS Edmund Fitzgerald. Special event station W8F will operate on 14.260, 7.260, 7.050, and 14.050 megahertz, 0000 Zulu to 2359 Zulu. Then on Saturday, November 8th, from 15.30 to 20.30 UTC, W8F SES will operate from the Dawson Great Lakes Museum, Bell Island Park in Detroit, Michigan, and e-certificates will be available there. Visit the club's website for more information about that. The Edmund Fitzgerald was an American freighter that sank during a storm on November 10, 1975, in Lake Superior, killing all 29 aboard. Its mysterious demise inspired Gordon Lightfoot's hit song, The Wreck of the Edmund Fitzgerald, in 1976, which helped make it the most famous shipwreck in the Great Lakes. Bruce Page, KK5DO, is here now with this week's AMSAT report. Bruce?
Thanks, John. Are you in college or a university? If you have a ham station at the school, see if they have satellite equipment, because AMSAT is going to be starting back the college activity night. AMSAT will also be starting a youth net geared towards the younger crowd and led by some of our young satellite operators. Did you miss the AMSAT symposium? It is available on YouTube on the AMSAT channel. Just do a search for 43rd AMSAT and you will find day one, day two, and the annual general meeting. All of the talks were done by those volunteering their time. Whether it was the programming of the IHU, designing the placement of parts on one of the boards, building the boards and testing them, or designing something new for the satellites. This cannot be done without the volunteers. If you're interested in helping design and build the next generation of satellites, get in touch with us on our website, amsat.org. Click on Get Involved, and then Volunteer for AMSAT. You never know where your talents fit in. This is Bruce Page, KK5DO. Back to you, John.
And thanks, Bruce, for that report. Just ahead in radio sport this week, on November 1st, the IPARC contest, that's CW. November 1st and 2nd, the UKEIDX contest, that's single sideband and phone. On November 1st through the 3rd, it's the ARRL sweepstakes contest, CW. November 2nd, the IPARC contest, single sideband, phone there. November 3rd, the RSGP 80-meter Autumn Series. That's data and digital. And on November 4th, the ARS Spartan Sprint. That's CW. November 5th, the UKE ICC 80-meter contest. That's phone. And on November 8th through the 9th, the ARRL EME contest. That's CW phone and digital. And remember to visit the ARRL contest calendar for more events and information. Upcoming section, state, and division conventions. On November 1st, the Stone Mountain Ham Fest, hosting the ARRL Georgia State Convention. That's in Lawrenceville, Georgia. On November 15th, the Superstition ARC Superfest and Electronics Expo, hosting the ARRL Arizona State Convention. That's in Mesa, Arizona. And on December 12th and 13th, the Tampa Bay Ham Fest, hosting the ARRL West Central Florida Section Convention. That's in Plant City, Florida. And remember to search the ARRL Ham Fest and Convention database to find more events in your area. And finally this week, thanks to the Loma Pioneer Repeater Club in Santa Clara, California, for airing the ARRL audio news on their repeater. 7-3.
And that concludes ARRL audio news for this week. Our thanks to all contributors to this week's report. ARRL audio news is produced by the American Radio Relay League, the National Association for Amateur Radio. For more information on amateur radio or the ARRL, visit us on the web at arrl.org. You can also find us on Facebook and Twitter by searching for ARRL. If you have a question or comment about ARRL audio news, email us at audionews@arrl.org. This program is copyright ARRL, all rights reserved. 73, and thanks for listening.